We will surely miss that young couple.
我们真是会很怀念，会很想念郝立忠跟雅贤他们一家。
I know you should be happy when they get a good job.
我们应该为他们高兴，因为他们有了一份很好的工作。
But I was hoping to be around here.
但是我真希望他们能在这儿找到一份工作就好了。
But we know the Lord knows best, and we just want to wish them the very best.
我们知道神的旨意总是最美好的，我们也给他们送上最美好的祝愿。
We're going to read John 17.
我们今天要读的是约翰福音第十七章。
17 through 23.
约翰福音十七章第十七节到二十三节是他在我们大家一起来读约翰福音十七章十七到二十三节在我们的周报上也打印出来了我们大家一起来读十七节求你用真理使他们成圣你的道就是真理你怎样差我到世上我也照样差他们到世上我为他们的缘故自己分别为圣叫他们也因真理成圣我不但为这些人祈求也为那些因他们的话信我的人祈求使他们都合而为一正如你父在我里面我在你里面使他们也在我们里面叫世人可以信你差了我到来你所赐给我的荣耀我已赐给他们使他们合而为一像我们合而为一我在他们里面你在我里面使他们完完全全的合而为一叫世人知道你差了我来也知道你爱他们如同爱我一样
I'm not sure what English translation that is that's on the wall but in the King James translation it says sanctify them through the truth
在这个 King James 的版本英文是说要用真理使他们 成圣
I think that the word glory that they use in that translation just doesn't do it what it needs to be done to show you.
It's the same with the translation we have.
Oh, in Chinese?
Yeah.
Oh, good. The Chinese have it. The English doesn't.
对，英文上也是这样说，用真理使他们成圣。
Because we would like to look at that the thought that he tells us. He says, sanctify them through the truth. Thy word is truth.
他说：“求你用真理使他们成圣，你的道就是真理。”
Now, what does sanctification mean?
成圣是什么意思呢？
It actually means that we're to be set apart for the purpose of what God wants to use us as.
他的意思就是神把我们要分别出来，从世人中分别出来，来为了他特别的旨意。
Another definition is to be free from sin.
另外一个定义就是从完全全的没有罪。
Because you see, you cannot be set apart for God if there's sin in our life.
如果我们生活之中还有罪的话，我们就不能成为神所用，在神那里也分别出来。
I think one of the things that I've always thought about, it's always been a very big part of the crucifixion to me, was the fact that God could not even look on His Son when He had sinned.
这个十字架对我来讲有一个特别重要的一点，就是当耶稣基督被挂在十字架上的时候，神自己都不能够看他的儿子。
He actually said, "Where have you gone? Where have you gone, Father?"
实际上，耶稣
You've forsaken me.
十字架七言中，大家记得他还说：“神，你为什么离弃我？”因为那时候父神好像离弃了他一样。
Now His love had not forsaken His Son.
神没有离弃他的儿子。
Nor does His love forsaken us in the sense of loving us.
他的爱也从来不会离弃我们。
But by the very nature of our God,
但是在我们神的天性
He cannot look on those things that are impure and that is sin in our life.
因为神是圣洁的，他无法去看这个。当时耶稣基督是承担了世人所有的罪孽。
He loved Adam. I believe that with all my heart. He loves Adam.
圣经告诉我们，神爱亚当。
He loved Eve.
他也爱夏娃。
He comes back after they sin and give them a sacrifice.To help them to purify them.
因为我们记得亚当夏娃犯罪以后，神回来给他们还杀了一个动物，把那个皮给他们穿起来衣服。
You see, God wasn't like us.
神和我们不一样。
For if it was my child, I might have made excuse for Adam and Eve.
如果他们是亚当夏娃是我的孩子的话，我可能会为他们的犯罪找借口。
But God, by His very attributes, could not look on Adam and Eve's sin.
但是神的属性是圣洁的，所以他无法去看这些有罪的亚当和夏娃。
So he wants to set us apart from that thing which we know as sin.
神想要我们把从罪中分别出来。
He wants to set us apart as a usage for Him.
他想要把我们分别出来，他可以来好好的用我们。
You know, in the tabernacle, there was a table, and that table was dedicated.
在会幕里面，犹太人的会幕里面总有一个桌子，这个桌子是献给神的。
It was dedicated to keep what they call the showbread on there fresh every day.
因为这个桌子上面要摆陈设饼，而且每天这个陈设饼都要是新鲜的。
It was never used as a study table.
就这个桌子不是用来学习的。
It was never used by the priest to lay their a garment on, maybe their cloak or coat or something.
这个桌子也不是让那些这些祭司们用来放他们衣服的。
Only the showbread could be on that table.
这个桌子就是为了摆陈设饼。
Because it was dedicated, it was sanctified for that very purpose.
因为这个桌子也是分别为圣了，这目的就是为了摆陈设饼。
And in the temple.You will notice that everything that he told them to put in there, he sanctified for a particular use.
神指点这犹太人来，这些以色列人去造会幕的时候，里边所有的东西都是神分别为圣的东西，都有特别的目的。
Now, in 1 Thessalonians 5, 23 to 24, if you can turn there.
我们来一起翻到铁萨罗尼加。
Which chapter?
Five.
第五章，帖撒罗尼迦第五前书。
23 and 24.
第二十三和二十四节，帖撒罗尼迦前书。
Okay. It says there, now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely.
这段是保罗的一个祝愿，他说愿赐平安的神亲自使你们全然成圣。
Now we cannot do that ourselves.
我们自己是做不到这一点的。
When Mrs. Shee's oldest, her son, came and I dedicated their child.
许师母的儿子雅各过来的时候，我们就把他参加了婴儿奉献礼，他们的。
And I kept getting the her name mixed up with the cat.
我老记不得孩子的名字，我就记得他们家猫的名字了。
And in the end, I dedicated the cat.
然后最后，我实际上是把这个小猫咪给奉献给神了。最后还是把名字搞对了。他们的大女儿。
Now I see through the years as I watch the cat that I dedicated him to sleep.
这些年我养那个猫，我发现我已经把这个猫奉献给睡觉了。这猫总是在睡觉。
But truly, I want you to notice here that it takes God Himself. You can't do it.We like to say, I dedicate myself to this. I dedicate myself to that. But it takes God in this realm we're talking about to dedicate you.
我想要说的是，我们经常说我把这个奉献了，或者我奉献那个，但是一定要有神，我们才能够奉献自己。
And so we talked about the fact he says here that the very God of peace himself sanctify you.
这边保罗说，愿赐平安的神亲自使你们全然成圣。
So you see, this is a work of God.In our lives.
所以这是神在我们生命中做工。
It's not that just that we dedicate or consecrate or whatever. It's He that looks upon us.
我们自己是无法成圣。
It's He that chooses us.
是神选择我们，而且他看着我们。
You know, truly, from the very beginning, He chose all of us.
神在起初就已经拣选了我们所有的人。
And He wants us as His children.
他想要我们成为他的儿女。
To be dedicated, to be clean, so that he can use us for his glory.
他想要我们成为圣洁，成为属他的，这样他就可以用我们来让他的名得荣耀。
Now he's saying here that God can sanctify us completely.
神可以全然的使我们成圣。
It means totally.
他也就是说完完全全的。
Totally for what he wants us to be dedicated to.
他想要我们去达到他想要我们想要使用我们，他让我们全然成为圣洁。
Now the wonderful part here is Paul told us directly what he wanted, what completeness meant.
这里保罗还特别解释了什么是全然。
He went on to say here, and may your whole spirit.
他说你们全愿你们的灵。
Your complete spirit.
他这边英文之中强调的是
全部的灵。Your complete soul.
你全部的魂
and your complete body
你和你全部的身体
be preserved
得蒙保守
blameless
而且在完全无可指摘
Now this is we say a very tall order
这是一个很高的要求啊
To think that God is saying to us that I want to do something for you
就好像神对我们说我要为你做一些事
I want to sanctify you wholly completely
我要让你完完全全的全然成圣
That really scares us to death, doesn't it?
我们一听这话觉得很害怕。
When we suddenly think that you mean, Lord, that every part of me?
我一下想到说，我难道所有的身体的每一部分，我生命生活的每一个部位，每个部分。
Yes, he means every part of.
神就是这个意思，所有的一切。
And suddenly we think, then it must be perfect.
然后我们就想，我们一定要成为完美的才做得到啊。
Now you have to understand that perfect in some ways means mature.Getting to the place where it's full.
我想大家应该明白，这个完美在某些程度上、某些意义上是说成熟，就是当你成长到一定的程度，你达到目标。
I have learned that it's taken me a lifetime to come to some sense of maturity.
我意识到要成熟是有时候需要一生的时间才能够成长成熟。
So he's really not talking to us to be mature Christians after he does that sanctification, that putting us aside.
神把我们分别为圣。
Means that whenever he does this to our life, we're at the stage that he wants to work with our lives.
他并不是说我们一下子就成为完美、完全成熟，而是他愿意跟我们一起来工作，让我们的生命慢慢走向成熟。
Now our spirit actually is not much that we can deal with.
我们对自己的属灵生命恐怕做不了什么。
It's the immortal part of us.
因为这个我们的。这是我们生命
that part of us that lives forever.
Yeah, 我们的属灵生命是会有永生的，会永远的活着。
And it is the part that is the seat of God through the Holy Spirit in my life.
在我们生命之中，这圣灵就是把种子，就是在我们的灵魂。
You see, before we give ourselves to Him and He sanctifies us, there is a sense there that we sit on that throne in that particular.
当我们把自己奉献给神之前，当他把我们分别为圣之前，我们自己坐在我们心里的宝座上。
What we want, what we feel,
我想
what
我感
we think,
我想要的，我感觉到的，
desire,
我想迫切想要得到的东西。
It's pretty much a part of our whole lifetime.
那对我们好像我们生命之中都是围着自己在打转。
From the time of a little baby,
我们刚刚生下来是个小宝宝的时候。
And watch them grow, you see their wants, their desires, their passions.They want it now. They want it very badly.
我们观察一个小宝宝，你看他想要什么，他就立刻就想要，不然就哇哇大哭。
As we get a little older, we become a little more sophisticated.
我们长大一点呢，就好像显得我们就更复杂一点了。
So we don't get down and have a tantrum.
我们拿不到的时候，也不会坐在地上就。
Kick our feet on the floor, knock our head against the wood.
不会在地上大哭，然后以头撞墙这样。
But now we're a little more sophisticated.
我们现在可能有一些更高的招了。
It's all inside many times.
这都是在我们心里面的事情。
Until sometimes we blow up.
有时候实在是就有时候控制不住自己的情绪就会爆发。
We learn how to sort of cover it up better than the children do.
我们现在可能比起小孩子来强的一点就是小孩子不高兴就不高兴，我们现在可以把自己掩盖起来。
So that has become a major part of our life, satisfying self.
所以我们生活的目的就变成让我们自己满足。
Why do you think there's so much trouble?
为什么你觉得这生活之中有这么多的困难
？Because when I can't satisfy myself, self is going to rise up, and I'm going to have trouble. Who won't let me have what I want?
因为我自己得不到满足的时候，我就会想尽办法让自己要得到满足。
And sometimes when we can't have what we want, we become angry, we become bitter, we become very hurt. It becomes a very damaging part to us.
我们当我们的要求得不到满足的时候，我们就会生气，我们就会感觉到失望，或者有时候甚至是会觉得绝望，这就造成了很多的问题。
So he has told us and tried to show us in his word something that is not impossible. It is very possible to just give your life to God.
所以保罗或者是就是主耶稣基督都在强调这件事情，就是。把我们的生命给神是可能的。
He made you.
他创造了你。
He understands you.
他理解你。
He loves you.
他爱你。
He said, I go about looking to do good, not evil.
他说我到处在走，我想要做的是美事、善事，而不是坏事。
So when he says, give yourself to me.
他说把你给我吧，奉献你给我。
Now it's not easy.
这不容易。
I had quite a battle.
我自己也挣扎了很久。
But I remember the day I was sitting at the typewriter and I said to the Lord, Lord, I give up.
有一次我记得有一天我坐在打字机前面。
I'm asking you now to make me what you made me to be.
我跟主说，主啊，我放弃了，我不再自己挣扎了，我希望你能把我塑造成你想要的样子。
There came a difference with me.
然后我就开始改
变。Now my passion was to do God's will.
所以今天我的生命之中的激情就在于我要
do what
我要做神，我要想要行使神要我做什么，我就做什么。这并不是总是容易的事。
There's times that the Lord and I have sort of stood eye to eye.
有时候我感觉我就跟神面对面的瞪着，看谁的力量大。
And I would say, but Lord, I don't think that's sin.
有时候我跟神说，主啊，我觉得这事不是错的，不是罪。
He said, but to you.
神说，就是你自己这么想。
No, finally I give in.
最后我还是屈服。
But it's been a life that I want, where you want what God wants for you.
但是，就我们的生命之中，我们想要神想要我们成为的那个。
It becomes a life where when you do things that you used to do, now God sort of taps you.
就好像说，你现在还是做以前愿意做的事情，但神轻
轻
的拍拍你的肩膀。
You don't feel just right inside.
你心里觉得，哎，这样做好像不太对。
And you think to yourself, you know, I shouldn't have said that.
你跟自己说，我可能不该这么说。
And we begin to recognize and we begin to take in those things that God wants.
我们开始意识到神想要我们做的事。
Because we have said we want Him.
因为我们说我们想最想要的就是神，所以我们会行使神的旨意。
He said, "I want to sanctify. I want to set apart. I want you to be free of sin in your soul."
主说，我想要把你分别为圣，我想要你成为完完全全成为圣洁。
Here comes the problem.
问题就来了。
What makes up the soul?
就我们的灵魂究竟是什么组成的？
Our intelligence.
我们的智力，我们智慧。
Our thinking.
我们的想法。
Our emotions.
啊，就我们的情感。
Our feeling.
啊，我们的感觉。
And our will.
啊，还有我们的意志。
I want.
我想要。
Now he's saying to us, I want to sanctify that.
但是主说，我想要把这一切都分别为圣。
I want to help you with that.
而且我要帮助你来达到这个目的。
Because these are the things that make life either wonderful or miserable.
因为这些事情就是让你的生命成为或者是非常很好的一个生命，或者就很糟糕的一个生命。
We come up culturally learning a lot of things.
我们从文化之中学到很多东西。
That's really not the truth.
但是我们在文化中学到的未必是真理。
And they become a very big part of us.
但是它这些我们学到的东西就成为我们生命的一部分。
Some of us have grown up in areas of our life that was very emotional.
我们有的人可能觉得就
anger, jealousy,
很容易生气或者很容易嫉妒别人
rejection,
而且很容易拒绝人
through the periods of our life.
也是在我们生命中经历了一些以后，我们
变成这样。And so God said, those things are what gets through to the heart, makes you bitter.
神说这些事情就进到你的心里，让你成为一个苦有充满苦毒的人。
And it's your heart, it's your the center of your being, your spirit is where they will lodge in sin.
所以你这样的话，你的属灵其实就是在罪恶里面。
And so now he's saying to us, I want to take your emotions.
但是主说，我想要把你的情感拿来。
And I want to help you to be able to be more like Jesus.
我想要帮助你更像耶稣。
That's not always easy.
这个也不容易啊。
You know, sometimes we don't even know the problems of our emotions.
有时候我们甚至不知道我们在情感上面有问题。
That's just me.
那就是我呀，我就是这样的人。
I've always been this way.
我从来就是这样子的。
I just always tell people right what I think.
我一般我想什么就说什么，我不会打弯。That's me.
That's my translator.
这是我不是妈咪啊。
Now that is many times part of our trait, part of our growing up.Seemingly just a part of me. I'm just that way.
有时候我们觉得这就是我嘛，是我的本色，也没有什么错呀。
But sometimes God wants to take that way and tweak it.
但是有时候神想要把你的这一点拿开，然后把它真的是改变一下。
Because He knows the people that we hurt.
因为他知道我们这样有时候真的是会伤害人。
We know the people then that cross us off and say, "What kind of a Christian is that?"
因为人们有时候会想，哎呦，基督徒怎么是这样的
？What He's trying to do is to mold us, like He said in the Word, several place after place.I want to mold you into my son.
主说，我就想要塑造你，让你更像我儿子怎么样
？I sent him as an example.
我而且这个我主的就耶稣基督就是我们的一个榜
样。Not only a sacrifice, but an example for you.
他不只是我们为我们做了牺牲，他也是我们的一个榜样。
So we recognize then that he He wants to help us with our emotion, but he wants to help us with our thinking.
我们知道主要帮助我们在我们就是表达情绪上面，还希望我们在想法上面。
Thinks, so is he.
人，因为你想的是什么，你就是什么样的人。
What we think makes us act.
我们想所想的一定会做出来。
You never do anything unless it goes through your mind.
你要是脑子里没有想过的事，你不会去做的。
Sometimes I think mine goes through my mind very fast because my actions come out fast. But you think.
但是妈咪是做行动很快的人，所以她做什么事，她想得很快，也做得很快。
And he said in the word of God, bring those thoughts into subjection.
但是主是说把你的这个想法都把它降服。
Now that he said, he didn't say, I will bring your thoughts into subjection.
他没有说我会把你的想法都给他让你的所有的这些想法都降服于我。
He said, I will sanctify you.
他说我要让你分别为圣。
But he says to us, bring your thoughts into subjection.
他跟我们自己是这样说的，我们要让自己的想法要能够顺服。
The more I study about that,
我更多我学越
多 the more God has had to deal with me about that.
神就更多的要指点我怎么做。
I'm beginning to realize that true freedom is the ability to keep your thoughts from making you depressed and pessimistic and hurting and all of these things. We can overcome that.
我越来越意识到真正的自由是什么呢，就是你不被自己的想法所困扰，不会让你的想法让你觉得失望或者是甚至忧郁，你会脱离你的想法，你能够控制自己。我们怎么做得到呢？
By putting it out of our mind and putting something else in.
把这些坏的想法从头脑里拿掉，然后把一些好的东西放进去。
There is a, I've talked about this before, but there is a sickness, an emotional sickness called OCD.
我想以前可能跟大家说过，有一种就是
It's caused by a chemical problem.
头脑中可能有些人会有一种头脑里面的这种疾病叫做 OCD， 它是头脑里的一些化学物质分泌不正常造成。
I listened to a professor. Actually, he is the most profound perfect one of the greatest professors on OCD.
这个 OCD 曾经这方面非常有一些专业研究的一个教授曾经我和我谈过。
And do you know how they help that problem?
你知道他们是怎么来的医治这种病的吗？
They'll tell them, get yourself a list of words that you want to memorize.
他说他一般这个方法是这样，他说你把你头脑里想要记下来的一些字一些词都写下来。
And as soon as those compulsions come to you, as soon as that driving thoughts come to you and won't release you, take that out and begin to go over maybe five of those words and go over them and go over them.
当你头脑中有一些很坏的想法，你控制不住的时候，你就拿出这个单词表来，一条一条的去背、去念去。
And many, they say many times that thing leaves.
所以就这样子，你把头脑就强
迫你头脑转换。Because they have taken their mind off of that.
你头脑不再去想这些坏的想法的时候，你就真的可以挣脱这个想法对你的控制。
I had a big problem growing up with guilt.
我从小长大，我有一个很大的问题，就是我总有罪恶感。
You can make me guilty if you looked at me cross-eyed.
我有犯罪感。每当如果即使是你就是很看起来很不太高兴的看我一眼，我心里也会有犯罪感。
I was really bad.
我觉得我的情况很严重。
If I didn't pick up a piece of paper I saw, I felt guilty.
如果地上有一片废纸我没捡起来，我心里也会有罪恶感。
If I thought I should do something and I didn't, oh.I was feel terribly guilty.
如果我觉得有些事情我该做，可是我没能做，我心里就会有很重
的罪恶感。I don't know if any of you are like that.
我不知道你们中有没有这样的人。
But I went a long time like that.
但是我从小长大很长一段时间我都是这样。
It didn't help me spiritually.
在属灵成长上这一点都没有帮
助。Because when I felt guilty, I felt down.
因为当我觉得有罪恶感的时候，我的情绪就非常糟糕。
And when you feel down, you're not trusting God.
当你情绪很消沉的时候，你没法信任神的。
So the Lord began to help me.
所以神开始帮助我。
And he said, "Don't accept it."
神告诉我说，不要接受这个事实。
Don't accept the guilt.
不要觉得你总是在犯罪。
So that's what I started to do.
所以我就开始这么做了。
I started to feel guilty. I said, "Don't accept you. I'm not going to feel guilty."
我跟这个我的想法说，我不打，我不想要有犯罪。
And then just a little bit, it was gone.
所以，然后这个罪恶感就消失了。
And time after time, until now, it's not very much. I get guilty.
到现在这么多经过这么多年之后，我的生命之中很多方面，我已经不再有这样的罪恶感。
Why? Because I begin to bring my mind into subjection. I don't allow those things, and you mustn't allow those things that Satan shoots at you all the time.
因为我开始控制
in your mind.
控制我的想法，我是我想法的主人，我不再被他奴役，所以我就可以让撒旦走开，我可以做我自己。
And then he said, "I want to sanctify your body."
神说，我想要你的身体也成圣。
And it's important.
这也很重要。
We have to recognize that the body is the only thing that man sees beyond our temper tantrums.
我们必须要相信，我们要意识到，我们的身体才是人们能看到的，我们的灵和魂都看不到。
I don't mean the color of hair.
我也不是说你要把头发给染成什么颜色。
I'm always amazed when I go someplace. There's a lot of Chinese women.
我去一些地方的时候，我常常会看到。
Like up at the camp.
Which camp? 退休会。
Yeah.
我在退休会看到很多中国女子、中国妇女。
And I looked over that congregation.
我看着会众的时候，
I was sitting in the back.
我是常常是坐在后面的，所以我可以看到前。
And I think I saw three ladies with white hair.
我相信我看到有三个老太太是有白色的头发。
Amazing.
Why is that?
Ladies, why is it that some of you are not gray?
他说这个白头发可能为什么没有染呢？是不是觉得奇怪？
So it doesn't matter what color your hair is or that type of thing. I'm not talking about that type of thing. I'm talking about what James or John told us so plainly.
我想讲的不是你头发的颜色，而是说的是约翰在这里说的特别明白的。
He said it's the lust of the flesh.
他是说是我们肉体的情欲。
It's the desires that we have.
就是我们心中那些可想。
Are they godly desires?
就是是不是神所希望我们有的情欲？
Are you looking around, men, and you see a nice-looking woman, think, that's a nice one, you know?
或者是不是有些男的看到一个漂亮姑娘就想，哎，这看起来不错。
And you begin to think a little more. That's the lust of the flesh.
然后你心里头就开始想入非非，这就是人的情欲，肉体的情欲。
You go house hunting.
然后你去找房子，要买房
子。They show you a beautiful million-dollar house.
他们给你一个百万才买得起的大房子。
And that's nothing today.
今天这一百万的房子也没什么了不得了。
And oh, how you want that house.
一看，哎呀，我真是想要这个大豪宅啊。
But you don't even make enough to put the monthly payment on it.
但是你肯定买不起啊，你每个月。
But you're lusting after the house.
但是你心里头对这个房子有这样的渴慕，你这也是肉体的情欲。
Then he said the lust of the eye.
还有就是眼目的情欲。
Strange, he talks about the passions of the flesh, the desire. Then he talks about the eye.
然后他还特别提到说眼目的情欲。
It's the element that brings everything into us.
因为我们眼睛所看到的是我们是带进我们的心里，我们想法都是通过眼睛看到的。
And he said the pride of life.
他说就人今生的骄傲。
I really am something.
我们都有觉得自己是个挺了不起的一个什么人物。
I like them, but they don't have much education.
我喜欢那个人，但是他们没受过什么教育，我不大瞧得起他们。
And when it comes to culture, they're out of it.
但我们 culture 就是 saying
yeah that means your manners your
他们这些人看起来没受过什么教育，所以我觉得我自己比他们强多了。我们常常会有这样的想法。
See, we can have that pride in our life.
我们会有今生的骄傲。
But he doesn't want that.
但是主不希望我们有这样。
And you know, the more I think about it, the more I've lived, the more I see that's the things that brings the problem.
我越看的越多，我就越发意识到，我们这
That's what causes you all the hurt and misunderstandings and the sicknesses, and it comes because of the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride.
我意识到肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲和今生的骄傲，就是我们一些很多问题的根源。它带来了我们生活之中很多的问题。
It never lasts very long.
而且那些东西也不是能够持久的了。
The American women, they love new appliances.
美国女人都是很喜欢新的这些电器。
They get a house and they have this nice kitchen.
他们买了个大房子，然后这厨房弄得很漂亮。
And it looks so nice.
这是所有的都是新的。
Until the new things come.
然后又新东西又来了。
Oh, now I have an outdated kitchen.
那现在我的这个厨房又不够这个新了，我还要再重新
remodel. I want everything in chrome now, so they get rid of all that nice stuff.
所以他们把这些原来觉得挺漂亮的东西全都拆掉。
They put in their chrome and all of that.
然后把所有的这些都换成最新的。
This is a sense that many times in life, they're paying for both of them, you know.
Of course. 他们这样子，你看，把旧的拆掉要花钱，新的进来还要花钱。
So you see, actually, what we have to understand is
我们必须要意识到
that what God wants of us, He wants to take us and set us apart.
神想要我们分别为圣。
He said, "I want a people that are chosen
他想要一个被拣选的君尊的祭司,
a chosen people that
一个被拣选的族类,
is mine.
他是我的, 属于我的。
And Jesus said, someday I'll bring us all to him blameless.
耶稣说,有一天我会把他们带到天上去,
Now, as we talk about these things, there's something in you said we can never do it. Yes, you can.
我们对自己说有,
God can work in your life over a period of time when you will see tremendous changes in you.
神会在你的生命中做工, 有一段时间你会看到你的生命得到巨大的改变。
He says in this verse, this particular verse, He wants to preserve us blameless at His coming.
他想要预备我们, 当他来临的时候, 我们是完全无可指摘无瑕疵。
Now, that's one of those you think, oh my, do you think I can make it?
我们在想, 哎呦, 我们能,
blameless?
我们能做得到吗? 完全圣洁无瑕的。
Yeah, that's what he said.
保罗是这么说的, 主是这样,
well, I'm glad he didn't stop there.
但是他并没有停在这儿。
Because he went on to this, he said, He who calls you, that one that speaks to your heart, that one that draws you to this dedication, this sanctifying of your of you. He who has called you is faithful, who also will do it.
他说那招你们的本是信实的, 他必成就这事。
So the first thing we see that God does it. The last thing we see that He is faithful to bring us through. No, the whole middle part is us learning and groaning and asking Him and pleading and living a life for Him.
这中间的过程就是我们和神真的是我们在学习之中让自己成圣跟神一起工作。
It's really very wonderful.
这真的是一个美好的人生。
And it's something that I can say, Lord, I can't do it, but with your help, I'm listening, I'm learning,
我可以跟神说主啊, 我说话,
I'm willing,
但是我在听你说话, 我也愿意。
And you will begin to think,
然后,
and begin to see in your life,
你会在自己的生命之中看到,
some hard places.
有些地方我们不大容易改变。
I don't say that serving Jesus is a life of ease.
服侍耶稣基督并不是一件一个容易的事。
Does it mean that you're going to get everything you want?
你这样的话就能得到自己想要的一切吗?
It just means that I have decided.
他的意思是我已经决定。
By God's grace to let Him have me.
靠着神的恩典让他得到我。
And I'm going to walk with Him.
我要与他同行。
Sometimes He and I are going to have some really strong talks together. But the one thing about it I've learned,
但是我所学到的是,
when I said to him, Lord, make me like you want me to be,
当我跟神说主啊,
even though sometimes it was so hard for me to understand or to do, but after I did it, it said, why was that so hard?
尽管有时候我会有很多的挣扎, 但是一旦事情完成之后我会说, 我干嘛要那样挣扎呢?
And I found out it was the best thing.
因为那对我来讲是最好的, 神的计划,
I'm offering you today life.
我给你的是生命,
and life more abundant.
神, 而且是更丰盛的生命,
through the power of God
通过在神的这个大能之下,
that loves you and sanctifies you, dedicates you, sets you apart.
神说我爱你, 我要使你分别为圣,
and then begin to work on all parts of us.
然后神就在我们生命, 生活, 身体上的各部分开始工作,
and in His way, loving and sometimes not so loving, He shows us and directs us to what He wants us to be.
他指导我们去走, 他所要我们去走的路, 有时候我们觉得, 哎呦, 这好像是神有爱, 有时候显得不那么,
and He said, faithful, the one that called you, the one that asked you, the one that wants you this way.
但是我们要知道他是信实的, 那招我们的是信实的,
He can keep us when we learn to say, yes, Lord.
他会帮助我们, 当我们学会说主啊, 是,
it's awful hard, Lord, but yes, Lord.
很不容易, 但是主是的, 我们就这样做。
This is what we need within us.
这是我们确实我们心里需要有这样的一个决定。这也是我们生活值得去活的一个。
This is what gives us the joy of the Lord.
我们去行使神的旨意。
And the peace of God.
就是我们生活之中这些平安喜乐的来源。
And this is where we learn to commune with him more and talk to him more and lift our hearts to him more.
我们可以跟主有更多的交流，我们把我们的心完完全全的举起来交给他。
It's not what we're to do.
这不是我们想要
做什么。It's what he is to do through us.
而是神想通过我们做什么。
As we trust him.
让我们相信信靠他。
And as we obey him.
让我们顺服他。
May God bless you.
愿神祝福我们每一位。
Let's just pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Father, we love these people, but you love them more.
天父，我们真是爱我们的弟兄姐妹，但是你爱更爱我们。
You have very great desires for them.
你对他每一个人都有很多的计划。
You have laid out a path for their life, Lord, that will give them that joy of being able to be a child of God.
主啊，你指引了我们每一个人的路，你让我们都成为你的儿女，是生命之中最大的喜乐。
That someday they can come home to you.
有一天他们就会到你那里回家了。
And receive your well done.
而且得到你的夸赞，说做得好，你是忠心的仆人。
God bless them.
主啊，祝福他们。
I trust there's some of you this morning.
我相信我们中间有一些人。
That will seek after this if you don't know it.
可能你也许还不知道，但是你愿意寻求。
Begin to ask God to set you apart. You're His child. You love Him. He saved you. But there's something that you need to just set yourself apart to Him.
可能从今天开始，你就愿意把自己分别为圣，把自己完全的交给神。
Just that simple.
就是这么简单。
Oh, that God would help us.
神，你会帮助我们。
Maybe this morning you can start your journey for this.
也许你今天就可以在我们之中的一些人生命之中做工。
Purpose in your heart, Lord, I really, really want to give myself to you.
也许我们今天有的人就立下这样的心志，主啊，我真的愿意把我自己完全的奉献给你。
And I guarantee you, you'll never be sorry.
我想要告诉你的是，你永远不会后悔。
Thank you.
Amen. 谢谢大家。